Tim, some 60 leaders from the Iowa Annual Conference have just invested a day in the conversation about the FACT team. Say a little bit about what it is, how we came to this point.
Yes, the FACT team stands for Financial Analysis Consulting Team. It came about from the Council of Bishops Pension Task Force, and that's when there was a realization after the market crash that did not cause the financial issues within the church, but certainly put a spotlight on them, that there was a shared liability amongst the pensions. And then, of course, that then grew into concern about other financial matters. And so they asked us to partner with the General Council on Finance and Administration, which we've done, and have a great partnership going there, and then providing our expertise and our daily experiences with the various conferences throughout the connection, primarily in the United States, and utilizing that information of what works well and what doesn't, and to use that expertise and analyze and then share those recommendations with the conferences, such as Iowa, as we've just done.
Today's conversation is the product of many prior conversations. Give a little bit of a history of how Iowa and the FACT team have interacted to this point.
Sure. My pleasure. Yes, it began with Bishop Trimble asking us to come and carry out this engagement. And as I said to the people meeting today and to the group that met about a month ago, and that was about 20 people then, today it was about 60-some, we were somewhat surprised, because if we had to put kind of rank the conferences, we would not put Iowa near the top half of the list in terms of their financial challenges. That being said, we see that as proactive leadership, so that it's much easier to work on those issues before they become big issues. And so the more time you have to do that, the better. And so that's how we came about. And it began with interviewing 21 people. Those interviews lasted anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours. Reviewed your excellent website, including these audio files, and spoke with all the people that we interviewed and some others, and did a lot of research, and came up with some recommendations. Again, we're not trying to impose our will on the conference. What we're doing is we're reporting out what we discover, and then trying to take what we discover and tie it to where it works well throughout the connection.
Now, you've said "we" a couple of times, and you began to identify that. Say a little bit more about the "we" of the FACT team.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. We are, I guess I unofficially headed up, and I'm happy to do so. It is in addition to our regular day jobs, so it does require some extra work. Maybe a little less sleep, but it's really work that's very motivating. I love my job, because this is something that we can do to help the connection and to grow the kingdom. As I shared earlier, people forget John 3:30, where it says, "He must increase, I must decrease." And so that's what we're trying to do. We're not satisfied with managing decline, which some people say has been done very well throughout the connection. That might be, but we don't want to do that. We want to be a part of growing. It's much more fun, and that's what we're called to do by Him. So in addition to myself at the General Board of Pension, we have Dale Jones. We also have Ross Lundstrom, and then we have all of our conference liaisons on this engagement. It was Josie Martinez, and then the other conference liaisons for the various other engagements that we have. Additionally, we have Dina Morales in our office that helps out, and Brian Berg, and they've been very, very helpful. And then on the GCFA side, we have Scott Brewer and Pat Youngquist. And then we've had some help from some of the other agencies occasionally on some of these, including Ken Sloan from Communications, formerly Board of Discipleship. And then we also are led by bishops, retired bishops. And on this particular engagement, we had the pleasure of working with Bishop Don Ott. And on our previous engagements, we've worked with Bishop Morris down in the San Antonio Episcopal area, and then also with Bishop Blake on some of the other engagements.
Sure. During the course of the conversations today, you talked about how some of the growing edges where some focus needs to be directed came up in the conversations, but you also said that there were answers inherent in what you heard in the life of the Iowa Annual Conference, and maybe how that's a contrast to some of the other FACT engagements that have gone on as well.
Not so much a contrast, but a completeness. And what I mean by that is we often find that the answers to the challenges and opportunities within a conference are already there. You know, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, Dorothy always had that ability to go home. But what happens is in Iowa, we heard more and greater and deeper and richer discussions than we had in nearly any other conference that we've dealt with. And so that's what I was talking about, was a more completeness of the answers are here. But what we need to do is, and as you heard today, we challenge them to take those conversations that currently heretofore, for whatever reason, and part of it is the Iowa Nice that we talked about, and that is, you know, where people are hesitant to express any criticism of anybody else. But when you do that, that means that a lot of things that need to get discussed don't get discussed. So what we do is we challenge the group to take those backroom conversations and pull them up to the front. And then what we do is we listen to all of those intently, do a lot of research, and so that people can make some fact-based decisions, but again, do it out in the front of the room rather than the back room.
For the people who were not here today, describe a little bit of the kind of conversations that took place following your presentation.
Sure. Well, we had we broke the groups out into groups by function. So the cabinet met in one group. We had CFNA and the Board of Pensions merge into another group. And that's actually something that has happened for the first time, and we're very pleased with it. In the past, we had those groups meet separately. I call it the right hand, left hand. But there is so much information, particularly within a conference budget. It's different at a local level and it's different at the denominational level, but so much of the conference budget is benefits. And then you have the operating expenses, of course. And unless those two groups work together, they can inadvertently almost work at odds with one another. And so, again, this was Bob Burkhart's idea to merge the two, and it's been very helpful. He and Bishop Trimble have been very helpful in this. And so they meet by function, and they worked over the various recommendations that we had that were specific to them. We also gave them a recommendation. So for them, cabinet was about leadership, and it was about culture. But we'd also give the various breakout groups another recommendation that may not relate to them specifically, and that's because we want to look not only with the subject matter experts, but also with the people that are kind of could provide those out-of-the-box ideas. And so that's what happened today. We had six breakout groups and very robust discussions throughout. One of my roles is to walk around and listen to all of the groups, which I had the opportunity to do today, and witnessed those good, robust discussions. As I say, the biggest challenge now is to retain that enthusiasm. And I gave some examples in some other conferences where it paid off. And so that's what we're hoping takes place here in Iowa.
We'll take the presentation of the report and I imagine the PowerPoint slides that accompanied that and post it on our conference website in a section that we'll build out for the fact report and what follows, which leads me to the next question of what's next?
What's next is, as I say, we, through both myself and then our conference liaison, Josie Martinez, will be working with Bob and Bishop Trimble and the other leaders of those breakout groups. And as you may have seen from the handout that we passed out, one of the copies of the next action steps and the roadblocks that they've identified to the recommendations and how to overcome them, there were three copies, and that was very intentional. One is for us so that we can do our follow-up. One is for Bob Burkhart, who heads up the FACT team here in Iowa. And then the third is for the breakout group leader, because they have accountability for instance, CFNA or the Board of Pensions, or Brian is the Dean of the Cabinet. So that's how we're the next steps is we'll be following up with them. Sometimes it's providing encouragement. Sometimes it's providing a nudge.
And you just said the key word that I'd like to conclude with. You observed over the information desk in the lobby of the hospitality area of our conference center, a two-word phrase that Bishop Trimble likes to use on a frequent basis.
Yeah, that's be encouraged. And as the members of your conference will see, we end our report with that. But we did not do that in terms of sucking up to the conference here in Iowa, the good people here. The fact is that we actually used that on our last engagement with Yellowstone Conference. But we did get it from here. We heard about it, and we liked it enough that we included it in their report. That was our conclusion, and that was our conclusion here in this report and will be in all subsequent reports.
Tim, thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Eric.